adventure, Vin said. Set gave me your name.
Ah, the man said. That scoundrel still alive?
Yes.
Well, I suppose I could chat with someone sent by an old writing friend. Come down off that railing. You're giving me vertigo.
Vin climbed down, wary. Writing friend?
Set is one of the finest poets I know, child, said Slowswift, waving her toward a chair. We shared our work with one another for a good decade or so before politics stole him away. He didn't like stories either. To him, everything had to be gritty and real, even his poetry. Seems like an attitude with which you'd agree.
Vin shrugged, sitting in the indicated chair.
I suppose.
I find that ironic in a way you shall never understand, the old man said, smiling. Now, what is it you wish of me?
I need to know about Yeoman, the Obligator King.
He's a good man,
Vin frowned.
Oh, Slowswift said. You didn't expect that? Everyone who is your enemy must also be an evil person?
No, Vin said, thinking back to the days before the fall of the Final Empire. I ended up marrying someone my friends would have named an enemy.
Ah, well then. Yeoman is a fine man, and a decent king. A fair bit better a king than Set ever was, I'd say. My old friend tries too hard, and that makes him brutal. He doesn't have the subtle touch that a leader needs.
What has Yeoman done that is so good, then? Vin asked.
He kept the city from falling apart,
Slowswift said, puffing on his pipe. The smoke mixed with the swirling mists.
Plus, he gave both nobility and Scar what they wanted.
Which was?
Stability, child. For a time, the world was in turmoil. Neither Scar nor nobleman knew his place. Society was collapsing and people were starving. Set did little to stop that. He fought constantly to keep what he'd killed to obtain. Then Yeoman stepped in. People saw authority in him. Before the collapse, the Lord Ruler's ministry had ruled and the people were ready to accept an Obligator as a leader. Yeoman immediately took control of the plantations and brought food to his people. Then he returned the factories to operation, started work in the Fadrick's mines again, and gave the nobility a semblance of normalcy.
Vin sat quietly. Before, it might have seemed incredible to her that, after 1,000 years of oppression, the people would willingly return to slavery. Yet something similar had happened in Luthadel. They had ousted Elend, who had granted them great freedoms, and had put Penrod in charge, all because he promised them a return to what they had lost. Yeoman is an Obligator, she said.
People like what is familiar, child.
They're oppressed.
Someone must lead, the old man said, and someone must follow. That is the way of things. Yeoman has given the people something they've been crying for since the collapse. Identity. The Scar may work, they may be beaten, they may be enslaved, but they know their place. The nobility may spend their time going to balls, but there is an order to life again.
Balls? Vin asked. The world is ending and Yeoman is throwing balls?
Of course, Slowswift said, taking a long, slow puff on his pipe. Yeoman rules by maintaining the familiar. He gives the people what they had before, and balls were a large part of life before the collapse, even in a smaller city like Fadrick's. Why, there's one happening tonight at Keep Auriel.
On the very day an army arrived to besiege the city.
You just pointed out that the world seems very close to disaster, the old man said, pointing at her with his pipe. In the face of that, an army doesn't mean much. Plus, Yeoman understands something even the Lord Ruler didn't. Yeoman always personally attends the balls thrown by his subjects. In doing so, he comforts and reassures them. That makes a day like this, when an army arrived, a perfect day for a ball.
Vin sat back, uncertain what to think. Of all the things she had expected to find in the city, courtly balls were very low on the list.
So, she said, what's Yeoman's weakness? Is there something in his past that we can use? What quirks of personality make him vulnerable? Where should we strike?
Slowswift puffed quietly on his pipe, a breeze blowing mist and ash across his elderly figure.
Well? Vin asked.
The old man let out a breath of mist and smoke.
I just told you that I like the man, child. What would possess me to give you information to use against him?
You're an informant, Vin said. That's what you do. Sell information.
I'm a storyteller, Slowswift corrected, and not every story is meant for every set of ears. Why should I talk to those who would attack my city and overthrow my liege?
We'd give you a powerful position in the city once it's ours.
Slowswift snorted quietly.
If you think such things would interest me, then Set obviously told you little regarding my temperament.
We could pay you well.
I sell information, child, not my soul.
You're not being very helpful, Vin noted.
And tell me, dear child, he said, smiling slightly, why exactly should I care?
Vin frowned. This is, she thought, undoubtedly the strangest informant meeting I've ever been to. Slowswift puffed on his pipe. He didn't appear to be waiting for her to say anything. In fact, he seemed to think the conversation was over. He's a nobleman, Vin thought. He likes the way that the world used to be. It was comfortable. Even Ska fear change. Vin stood.
I'll tell you why you should care, old man. Because the ash is falling, and soon it will cover up your pretty little city. The mists kill. Earthquakes shake the landscape, and the ash mounts burn hotter and hotter. Change is looming. Eventually, even Yeoman won't be able to ignore it. You hate change. I hate it too. But things can't stay the same. And that's well. For when nothing changes in your life, it's as good as being dead.
She turned to leave.
They say you'll stop the ash, the old man said quietly from behind.